The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast are those of the presenters and are not shared by Jukasa Radio or its affiliations.
It's time for Indie Pow, an hour of Indigenous power here on Jukasa Radio 93.5.
Sego, Scano, welcome everybody to Indie Pow with your host here, Layla Black. Every Tuesday, they give me control of the radio waves, and my goal with Indie Pow, the purpose behind Indie Pow, is to empower you. It stands for Indigenous Power, and to give that power back to you, to share something, whether it's a story or a lesson or an idea or a concept that's going to help you to make a positive change in your life. And tonight, I wanted to highlight a story that's come across my desk, very near and dear to my heart. Jesse Virch has been one of my, in my network and following on Facebook, and been a huge advocate and supporter for Indigenous music and everything, and came to me earlier last week about her grandson. And her grandson was recently diagnosed with a very serious condition. And so she asked if I would be able to share his story, and if I'd be able to spread awareness about what this family is going through. So tonight we're going to be talking all about Kevin John Gary Virch. He is the son of Brody Virch and Dana Pierce, from Algonquins of Pickwaganagan First Nation in Golden Lake, Ontario. This is about an hour and a half outside of Ottawa. They recently got his diagnosis from SMA and were, kind of shocked about the cost of the treatment to cure their son, or to give their son the best life possible. So I wanted to invite them out this segment to share their story and share a little bit about how you can help, and also to bring us back into that sense of community and supporting each other and recognizing that, you know, someone out there is going through something. And, you know, it's easy for us to get absorbed into our own lives and our own worlds and our own troubles. But then realizing that someone out there, their child is sick, and their child may never walk because of something that's going on in their life, and to be able to put ourselves aside and come together to support and to help someone else, which is, you know, a really positive mindset to promote in 2021, since it's a really challenging year. It has been a really challenging year this past year, and a lot of people are dealing with really challenging situations. So I wanted to bring the Virch family out here to share a little bit of background. So don't go anywhere. After the break, we're going to talk about Kevin. We're going to talk about SMA, and also how you can help this family to help their son to walk again. So don't go anywhere. Keep it locked here with Layla Black on 93.5 Jukasa Radio.
Jukasa Radio, 93.5.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Layla Black here, your host of Indie Pow, every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And tonight we are highlighting a special story of a special little boy. He is just 1.5 years old, and his family has been trying to understand, to research, and to conquer this very serious genetic disease, SMA2. So they reached out to me. The grandmother reached out to me personally, asking if I would share this story and if I would, help them to spread awareness about what the family is going through. So, of course, you know, I wanted to do my part and share this hour to spread awareness about the disease and about Kevin's journey and about how you can support his family. So, Thank you so much to the Virch family for preparing this statement for us so that we could better understand exactly what the Virch family is facing right now.
This is the story of little Kev. Kevin John Gary Virch is a 14-month-old baby boy with the biggest smile and true joy for life and all its wonders. Little Kev, at the tender age of 14 months, is in the fight of his life. He has recently been diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy type 2, also known as SMA2. SMA2 is a rare condition affecting 1 in 10,000 babies. SMA2 leads to muscle deterioration and lack of growth. Little Kev was born November 7th, 2019, a beautiful, strong, healthy boy. The weeks and months ahead would see little Kev achieving all the milestones every baby should. It was about 6 months old when little Kev's parents, Dana and Brody, began to notice changes. They noticed that little Kev seemed to be losing muscle strength and abilities in his lower limbs and trunk area. Their full of energy, kicking, clapping baby boy wasn't able to do those things, and they knew something was wrong. In the midst of a pandemic and trying to work with a healthcare system that is already stretched to capacity, Kevin's parents started a journey of advocacy and research to have little Kev tested. They sought further consultation and pushed for more testing. Little Kev was able to be seen by a leading specialist in the Ottawa area and is now post-diagnosis working with a team at CHEO. With all the information given to them about SMA2, the most enlightening news was that Health Canada recently approved the use of a drug called Zolgensma. This drug is a one-time treatment that would provide little Kev with the SMN1 gene that he is missing. You can imagine, as a parent, the thought of treatment that could change your child's life, that could see your child have the ability to clap, kick, crawl, and walk. All the things little Kev should be doing now. What came after the news of Zolgensma was the utter shock of its cost. The drug called Zolgensma, the drug the doctors feel is little Kev's best option, is at a cost of $2.8 million. Although it has recently been approved by Health Canada, there are no funds in place as of yet to provide coverage for those who need it. It is our prayer, our wish, that government moves this along so it can change the lives of all who need it. In such a short span of time since little Kev's diagnosis, less than a month ago, his story is touching the hearts of so many. The doctors have made it very clear to this young family that Zolgensma is what little Kev needs, and he needs it before he is 2 years old. Little Kev will be 2 in November of this year. With a goal of $2.8 million to secure Zolgensma treatment for little Kev, time is crucial. Please join us and help little Kev beat SMA2. Every donation, every share, and every prayer will make all the difference in giving this special little boy his best chance at being able to walk and have a normal, long, and healthy life. A GoFundMe account has been set up for little Kev. You can access the GoFundMe account online by searching Help Little Kev Beat SMA2. That's Help LIL apostrophe Kev KEV Beat SMA2. To join the Facebook group and keep up to date on Little Kev's journey, search Facebook for Help Little Kevin Beat SMA2. Help Little Kevin Beat SMA2.
So thanks to all the Jocasa Radio listeners. We appreciate your support. Go check out Kevin's Facebook group so that you can follow his success, and also make a donation on their GoFundMe. Stick around. More coming at you with Layla Black on 93.5 Jocasa Radio.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and you're listening to Jocasa Radio on 93.5.
Welcome back, guys. Layla Black here, your host of Indie Pal, every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And tonight is a very special show where we are highlighting the story and the struggle of a First Nations family that has been going through a really challenging holiday season, more challenging than even, you know, our challenges right now, with their small son, Kevin, who's 1.5 years old. And we talked about it in the last segment. They shared that they need to raise over $2 million for the treatment that can allow, the genetic treatment that can allow Kevin to actually walk again. And before I share their clip again, so you can hear a little bit more about their story, I want you to think about the positive feelings that you experience when you do something good for someone else. There's that satisfaction. You know, maybe you run an errand for your neighbor, or you volunteer at a local organization, or you donate to a good cause, like the GoFundMe campaign for little Kevin. You know, and it's that feeling, it's like a warm glow, you know, it's like comes over you. And one of the reasons that there are these positive feelings associated with helping other people is that it really reinforces our sense of relatedness, our sense of connection to others. And this is one of our most basic psychological needs. So, you know, maybe you don't have monetary funds to donate to Kevin's journey, but maybe you can, maybe you have a group, maybe you have a Facebook group, maybe you have a business or a fan page where you could help promote his story or help share his story by simply joining his Facebook group and following along with his journey and encouraging him. These are all ways that you can create that positive psychological connection and feel good. Not only is it doing good for Kevin and his family who needs our support, but also it's doing good for you on a psychological level and actually releasing all of those feel-good chemicals in our brain that, you know, that make it a positive experience. So I want to introduce you again to the Virch family. They can share a little bit about Kevin's journey and how you can help. And if there is a story out there, I know somebody might be listening to this and thinking, man, I know a family, or I know a child, or I know someone that is struggling right now, you know, with a health condition or with some way that community coming together would make a positive impact, then just reach out to me. I would love to share their story. I would love to have you out here telling your story, so that we can all rally around you, because, the support of the community, even if we all do just a little bit, can make such a big difference. So here's a message from Kevin's family, and I hope and encourage you all to rally around this family and support them through this really challenging, struggling time.
Kevin John Gary Virch, also known as Little Kev, is a 14-month-old baby boy with the biggest smile, a true joy for life and all its wonders. At 14 months old, Little Kev is in the fight of his life. He has recently been diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy type 2, also known as SMA2. SMA2 is a rare condition affecting muscle growth and development. Little Kev's family began to notice changes in his gross motor abilities around 6 months old. His parents, Dana and Brody, began their quest for answers, which finally led them to a top neurologist in Ottawa. Little Kev was diagnosed in December 2020. Treatments and therapies used to help patients with spinal muscular atrophy are changing every day. At the same time Little Kev was diagnosed, Health Canada approved the use of Zolgensma, a gene replacement therapy, to help SMA patients. Although it has been approved, there are currently no funds available to cover the enormous cost. The Zolgensma treatment is a one-time gene replacement therapy that costs $2.8 million. Zolgensma is the best option for little Kev. It will give this energetic, bright baby boy his best chance at walking and enjoying a full, long, happy life. Please join us in our helping little Kev beat SMA2. Every donation, every share, and every prayer will make all the difference for little Kev and his family. A GoFundMe account can be accessed online at Help Little Kev Beat SMA2. You can also search Facebook for the group Help Little Kevin beat SMA2. On behalf of Little Kev's family, thank you.
Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for sharing, and we will all do our part. We'll do a post on the Jocasa Radio fan page that everyone can share out, but I encourage you to join the Little Kev Facebook group so that you can get the updates daily and share information from there, share the link to donate, and just help spread the awareness of this story. It is when we all come together, when we all do just a little bit in the masses, that we can make a huge, huge difference and a huge impact. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. Thank you for sharing. And we will share Kevin's story so that you can help us do the same. Nyawagoa, Gonalonkwa, Onagoahi, and we will see you next Tuesday.